Water quality in Peel Bay has often come in for criticism due to the raw sewage that's pumped out into the sea. The summer bathing season is from May until September, and that's when the water is tested. Peel Commissioner Madeline Kelly told me she thinks this year's results have been fantastic.
We have, since the 1st of August, been sampling the water in Peel Bay to the 2006 Bathing Water Directive standards, and it's mostly been good. It's gone good, good, poor, good, 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 poor, which we think is fantastic.
If some of the results are poor, what effect does that have on health? Here's Madeline Kelly again.
When we had a meeting with the MUA about bathing water standards back in July, the specialist about water safety explained that the health risks associated with bad bathing water are just maybe an ear, nose or throat infection. It's nothing very serious, and that the more major risk from swimming in the sea is of drowning. In my personal experience, my children have been playing on Peel Beach and swimming in the sea for years. They still do it now, and they've never got ill from doing it. It just seems to me to be fine.
So if the overall results since the start of this year's testing season have been more positive, why does Peel typically not meet bathing water standards?
We don't really understand why Peel always came up as poor and failing in the previous tests that they used to do, the government used to do. They do a four-year average, and because Peel had so frequently failed in the past, on average it would always fail, no matter how good it was. It had to be good many, many, many times for Peel to pass by the standards. We're just doing it as it is on that day. We're not doing an average, so maybe that's what it is.
And while there's good news for the results from Peel Beach, Vanilla's are even better, as Peel's town clerk Derek Sewell explains.
Our weekly testing has shown on the day that they were tested that they've scored good, except on two occasions in the last 6 weeks where it's actually scored excellent, which are very, very good results. And they're actually quite good because we can also compare them across the island with the other beaches, particularly the designated bathing beaches, and also gives us an opportunity to compare them with Peel Town Beach and see what the discrepancy is, bearing in mind. From a location perspective, they're very close to each other, but they are very much different in nature, in that on the where the sewage outlet is in comparison to the two beaches.
The next testing for Peel Beach and Fenella is due to take place in May.